Hey, Loz, finding the right people is tough enough. Then onboarding them effectively, managing them well, and supporting their progression is a challenge, which is why we're delighted this podcast is sponsored by Avature.
I know, those wonderful people at Avature. From sourcing to onboarding, talent mobility to performance management, Avature delivers the full spectrum of recruiting and talent management tools that leading organisations need. With Avature, you can manage the entire talent lifecycle from a single platform.
Visit avature.net and discover why Avature is trusted by 110 of the Fortune 500.
Or even better, join us at Avature's one-day summit in Sydney, where you can exchange ideas with top HR leaders and register now by the link in the show notes.
Ooh, and don't forget to tell them, Tarpod sent you.
Get ready. It's Tarpod time. We talk talent, recruitment, and everything in between. So strap in and prepare yourself for a dose of knowledge tied up in a ribbon of fun. Now please join your hosts and industry leaders, Lauren Sharp and Craig Watson.
Hi everyone, welcome to Tarpod. I'm Craig.
And I'm the ever fabulous Lauren.
Don't know.
We all know we are, but today we're joined by a very special guest and this month's sponsor, Rahman Richards, Regional Sales Director of APAC for Avature.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Craig and Lauren.
Good it's a to pleasure have you to be in here. The office.
Yeah, thank you. It's I'm actually firstly loving the new digs here in good old South Yarra. Reminds me of Avature's previous office just across the road.
It's not bad, is it?
It's a nice part of town. It's a nice.
And I love the fact today that we've got animals in here, numerous dogs going hell for leather at each other, fighting over toys and treats. So
I tell you what, if we hear barking during this episode, we're not going to stop. We'll just push through. What do you reckon?
Oh, fuck me. All right, so who's going to wrestle the dog part?
It's going to be funny. Hey, Rahman, thank you so much for joining us. I love catching up with you, and we've had a number of chats over the journey over a couple of quiet ales. But one of the things we really want to talk to you about is what, because you're very, very close to the market, what trends you're seeing in TA and recruitment. We're nearly at the end of Q1 for the calendar year. So what is cropping up? What are you seeing?
Yeah, thank you, Craig, and always a pleasure. I would say if I'm looking at APAC as a whole, the last, I'd say for Q1 and probably the last 6 months, the biggest trends we're seeing, which I have no doubt you've heard many times before, depending on who's spoken previously and obviously looking at the market as a whole, is really probably three key areas for me. Number one is the augmentation and consolidation of technology within HR and talent acquisition, and I can delve a little bit deeper into that. Number two would be the deployment and businesses trying to actually stand up more of a skills-based organisation. And number three would definitely be the push, regardless of industry, regardless of whether they're in Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia or Singapore or Japan, the really, really heavy push around diversity, equality and inclusion. They're the three biggest trends that I'm seeing and we're hearing in the market at the moment.
That, but just in case listeners can hear a squeak in the background, it's not Rama's dodgy hip.
That's just my Kelpie from Dalesford with a squishy toy.
Yeah, good on him.
Well, as everyone knows, we are a pet-friendly office, so there are squishy, squeaky toys, there are dog treats, there's everything in here.
Yeah, it's going off. It's going off. So why don't we talk firstly about the augmentation within industry, because that is something that we're seeing as a trend too, and we've been reporting on a little bit in the scoop on the news. So tell us what you're seeing from your perspective.
Yeah, sure. So let me take that one step further in terms of going back, let's say 24 to 36 months ago. We were seeing across the HR talent acquisition landscape a really big push from, I'd say probably the ASX 100, a really big push around the front end of talent acquisition. So companies that perhaps were trying to really redefine and understand recruitment workflow processes, hierarchies, approvals around, let's say, the base front end of an ATS, onboarding or employee referrals. This was a really common theme for us as a tech vendor and in the market, especially in Australia and New Zealand 24 to 36 months ago. What we've seen now in the last 3 to 6 months, though, is we're seeing a lot of new prospects and potential partners, as well as a large amount of existing clients who are actually looking to consolidate their existing ecosystem. Yep. So, for example, most of the companies we're talking to have a really big core HRS or as a system of record and system of truth, you know, your Oracles, your Workdays, your SAPs. But what we're actually seeing is a lot of prospects and clients asking us the question, does your technology have the ability to go past just that of traditional, the TA silos of an ATS, and what can it do in terms of internal mobility? What does it have in terms of capability around learning? What does it have in terms of actually, you know, HR case management? So we're seeing a large amount of businesses who have had fragmented technology stacks and an ecosystem consisting of 8+ different technologies that don't talk very well.
I was going to say, the next question was, do they talk to each other?
I mean, that's one of the biggest pain points, right, is that, you know, we have an ecosystem led by traditional silos of HR and technology that has been standing for over 10, 20 years. It's really hard to get a budget and approval, you know, from a C-level and the EGMs to go on a, what we would see as a now what we'd call transformative digital disruption, which is where we're seeing the market go. But we are seeing, I think the point I'm trying to make around the consolidation, not just augmentation, is can we do more with who we are partnered with now in our current ecosystem, or is it a mindset that we need to be, you know, I mean, I think about recruitment 20 years ago working as a recruiter, and I think about, you know, back then it was just HR was the main title. Now you've got chapter leads, tribe leads, talent acquisition specialists, people enablers. Mm. I think the cross-functionality around business units talking and getting to understand what it is they're collectively from a strategic standpoint trying to achieve versus can we tap this person on the shoulder and just say, well, what are you doing, and can we actually use part of our existing technology platform to actually enable and support that. I mean, there's no question in the world around the better parts of reporting, less security when you consolidate, if you can stick with a technology vendor that can do more with less. Mm. So that's a big shift that we're seeing. So things like
surveying. How are you changing the mindset of some of these companies? Because, like, in realism, TA has only been around for just over 20 years. So it is a new industry. It was always just an add-on or something that HR did. And then we've broken out. We've got our own entire silo or stream. You've got HR, I've got theirs. We all fall under a big people function. But some people think that we're just part of HR.
I think it's, and one of the big things and great question as well, Lauren, is if I think of a recent report that was done by Capgemini, and they had actually looked at what are the particular positions in the next 5 years that are going to be the most under threat across HR. Mm-hmm. And there were actually the statistics around it were quite staggering, but one of the biggest parts and at the highest end was payroll and timekeeping, just above 43%. And at the lower end was compensation and benefits specialists and actual HR and talent acquisition specialists, which sat between about 2% and 5%. The biggest thing, I think, when it comes to how do you get that message across from a C-level, how do you get that buy-in so that they actually take the conversation really serious? And this is a statistic that actually still boggles my mind, but it was within a decade, 35% of the traditional HR workforce will have huge impacts and change due to augmentation. So I think that actually then, if I'm looking at it from a top level down, I'm thinking to myself, well, what are the ramifications? What upskilling will we need to do with our internal HR and recruitment teams? What cross-skilling will we need to do? Yeah. And how will we actually evolve those traditionally siloed roles of HR and TA? Because there's a really big push at the moment in the mindset that, for example, you know, diversity and equality and inclusion, that's a HR-only led proposition for an organisation. Whereas for me, one of the biggest things that I look at is that HR is not just what some companies or people perceive as a culture engine, but they're really, I think when it comes to DEI, that's everyone's responsibility.
Mm.
Not just individuals that have
it
the hat of HR.
It starts when you write that job ad, and the words that you use are going to influence on a DEI level who is going to apply for your company.
Mm-hmm.
So it really begins all the way back there at a candidate experience, but also it's not just once you get them in the door, it's about retention, it's about making a cultural diverse culture that people want to stay in.
And Lauren, I think that's a really good point. We're all very much aware of obviously the recent report that's come out from the Workplace Gender Equality Agency. Some pretty staggering statistics, but you're looking at some of the companies that are really setting the pace and, you know, closing the gap within 5% in terms of median, you know, gender age gap. But then you're looking at some unfortunate employees and industries, which I won't name, which are sitting between 39 and 53%. I mean, ouch.
To be a fly on the wall in those days in those offices?
I hear fly or fly in the wall?
Would have flown at the wall if I had been in the room.
Just thought I'd check that. But I mean, in terms of people looking out, and especially looking within our own backyard in Victoria, I mean, look at Yarra Valley Water, for example. If anyone here listening to this wants to know about initiatives that are currently being undertaken by people very close to us, look at Yarra Valley Water. So Amy Singh, General Manager of People and Culture and Safety, just got actually recognised, and kudos to you as well, Amy, as a HRD top list for 2024. But in the last two years, Amy Singh and her team at Yarra Valley Water have taken female leadership roles from 39% back 2 years ago, 24 months ago, and they're almost at 50% at the moment. And that's a really, really impactful, remarkable achievement across the board for an organisation such as Yarra Valley Water.
Yeah.
But even looking at their initiatives around, you know, let's say equality, and I actually spoke to Amy Singh last night, interestingly enough, and one of the big things I was asking Amy and what she'd shared openly on LinkedIn was, well, here are three open shares that we as an organisation are doing to try and bridge the gap and actually be more of an equitable employer. And here are the three things that I actually had taken note of. Number one was undertaking a review to ensure that staff are paid equally for work of equal value, regardless of gender. That was number one. Number two, continuing to ensure that both men and women can access the flexibility that they need to thrive. And, of course, we're talking about the ability to have hybrid workplaces.
Yep.
But the third one was really, really interesting, which was offering equal care and entitlements to support employees in their caregiving roles, including gender-neutral parental leave from day one. And that's really, really mammoth and a really big step in the right direction, in my opinion. So, you know, here are some simple shares of an organisation who's almost in 2 years got 50%.
Yeah.
Women in leadership.
It's those little things, though, like gender neutral parental leave.
Correct.
That's where it's those types of things that are going to be the leadership and the leading forces behind us actually closing that gender wage gap.
Hey, mate, speaking of simple shares, let's talk about Avature Upfront.
Wait.
Because there's going to be some great shares there. And so tell us a little bit, give us some insights. We know that as part of your partnership with us this month, we've been adding to our links to our podcast, that, you know, registration. So people who are lucky enough to come, what sort of things might they see there?
So our Avature Upfront, obviously our annual conference that we run typically between Sydney and Melbourne, very, very excited. We're in beautiful Sydney at the Four Seasons on Thursday, March the 21st, for any of the listeners. Our registrations are obviously open and available to anyone interested in attending via the avature.net website, of course. The full list of the agenda, but in terms of what we're going to hear, and this actually really connects with what we're talking about, right, especially around augmentation of technology, the push for DEI as well, and even actually taking it one step further around organisations moving towards more of a skills-based organisation. So we've got speakers from across Australia, New Zealand. Fonterra is a really good example, which is going to be talking really about how they've actually gone from a completely outsourced model for the majority in RPOs to bringing recruitment completely internal, both for actual high-volume recruitment and actually high-end corporate. That's a really, really big topic for me. For anyone who doesn't obviously know who Fonterra are, 10,000 employees, one of the largest exports in terms of dairy and probably the innovators of dairy science. So that's a really, really interesting topic of conversation, and I think a lot of insights going to be shared there. Bupa, Australia and New Zealand, so servicing obviously 37 million customers. But they're going to be taking, and what I love about this particular talk track and agenda is that Georgine Gaynor, as well as actually Sarah Possett, who are the User Experience Systems Lead and Employee Experience Manager, are actually going to be talking a lot about their recruitment success through actually taking on a technology disruption and innovation around talent acquisition and talent management. So I think that's going to really wear their topic of conversation and really weigh heavily on listeners' ears. years. Also, Primero, which Caitlin Ashby is a head of recruitment for, I suppose, what I would call more of a small to medium-sized business. They're doing really, really big things. And Caitlin's going to be sharing a lot around record management and their evolution in recruitment, especially considering they're across 5 continents and 10 countries, so small but with a really big global presence. There's some really interesting panel discussions that are going to be had. I'm not so sure if you've heard of Craig Watson and Lauren Sharp. They're part of it as well from TA, but you may know them. You may have heard only good things, of course.
I doubt that.
But, you know, we've...
Hey, it'd be a miracle because of these things, I don't swear much. I don't swear at all when I'm on stage.
It's a big audience that's attending in Sydney. But, you know, we've got the likes of, you know, Alistair Shermer and Gareth Flynn from TQ Solutions. Fantastic. We've got a really big panel discussion. We've got individuals like James Elliott, the General Manager of Talent Acquisition for the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. We've got Keith Muirhead, General Manager and Head of TA for Fonterra, as well as a whole combination of other individuals who are going to be talking topics around AI. Obviously, the really, really big elephant in the room is around the gender pay gap, especially with the latest report being actually released to the public eye. So that's a really, really interesting one. But I have to say, if there's one particular topic for me personally that's really, really, I just can't wait to see, it's CBRE. So obviously the largest private, obviously, a real estate firm in the globe, 80,000 employees. Samir, along with one of his distinguished colleagues, will be talking around how CBRE has actually adopted and come around their creativity and innovation around offer letter management and onboarding. And I think this is a really missing part for the overall employee experience. And for me, I'd like to think that DEI can start as early as the onboarding of a new or pre-boarding of an employee who's going to be instrumental to a business. And that for me is a particular topic where I've looked at other vendors, I've looked at Avature, I've looked at what we're talking about. And I'm not going to lie, AI is something that we've all been hearing for the last, you know, 36 months. You know, a lot of people think it's the holy grail and silver bullet. I'd like to think it's a people and enabler more than anything else, in addition, a decision support tool, as I like to
agree
term it.
With you.
But that's a really, really interesting topic. So there's going to be, you know, 5+ clients. We're obviously having our CEO and founder, Dimitri Boylan, flying in. But that's a really, really heavily packed agenda. And
I'm
for anyone
say,
that's available.
This is all in one day.
All in one day.
A side note, you two, you're not getting on the lash the night before.
How do you define lash?
I've been out with both of you.
Yes. I don't think it's me you need to be worried about, but anyway, we'll just say, you know, we might have a very, very quiet dinner with some herbal tea the night before, and then perhaps afterwards we might enjoy some well-deserved beverages in beautiful Sydney.
Exactly, after the event. Yeah. Raman, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure, and we've really, really enjoyed having Avature on with us for this month.
Oh, amazing. I can't wait to get to Upfront. I'm really excited.
Yeah, Upfront is going to be amazing, and we're going to have some fun up in Sydney.
Looking forward to it. An absolute pleasure once again, Lauren and Craig. Thank you very much for hosting me and Avature too.
No worries. And on that note, it's a goodbye from me.
And a goodbye from me, everybody.
And a goodbye from me.
Support for today's podcast comes from Avature, the AI-powered total talent platform trusted by 110 of the Fortune 500 companies.
What a beautiful voice you have, Lauren. From initial candidate engagement through onboarding, talent mobility, and opportunity marketplace, Avature enables organizations to meet their unique needs and bring their TA and TM vision to life.
Visit avature.net and discover why companies like Woolworths, Macquarie Group, CBRE, Bupa, Fletcher Building, Fonterra, and Australia Post choose Avature to power their recruiting and talent management strategies.
That is a bloody big list of clients. And don't forget to mark your calendars for the one-day summit hosted by Avature on March 21st in Sydney, where you can exchange ideas with top HR leaders. Register now via the link in the show notes.
And don't forget to tell them
Tarpod sent you.
Thanks for listening to Tarpod, and please don't forget to subscribe. And make sure you listen to the outtakes at the end of the episode. They're usually the best bit.